mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right, my friends. We're live. It's Thursday, the 17th day of June 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're about to go to Kelly in Texas. Before I do that, though, in Europe, every couple of weeks I see an article where some government minister criticizes the fact that they're getting rid of juries, secretly arresting people, spying on everyone, doing the same stuff that they're doing now in this country. But even on a wider scale, while talking about how evil America is, again, it's all this good cop, bad cop behavior. And they say, oh, well, you're not for a Klan member saying bad things about black people, are you? Oh, let's take their free speech. Well, in Europe, it's you're not for a neo-Nazi saying bad things about Jews. Well, I know I don't particularly agree with that. But I agree with their First Amendment right to say that because of the if their free speech right in Europe. Because if you take that Yahoo's right, then I lose my right. I mean, France was arresting people and trying to stop, speaking of Yahoo, the Yahoo website, from allowing people to have shopping carts selling World War II memorabilia. You know, Purple Hearts, Iron Crosses. I mean, that's interesting stuff. I mean, 99% of people buying that stuff aren't Nazis, but even if they were, so what? I mean, that'd be pretty neat. If I was a collector, I might collect stuff like that. In fact, once I was at a big collector deal where they had stamps and medals and stuff, and I bought an American medal and I bought a German medal. They're somewhere in storage. I think they're neat. I think history's interesting. Anti-Hate Net Conference opens. Experts gathered in Paris on Wednesday seeking a common approach through the UN, I would add, combating racist, anti-Semitic, and xenophobic. Now, they've arrested English farmers who use the old pounds measurement instead of the metric, and they say that's racism, that's xenophobic. Folks, that's the mainstream news. They arrested a BBC reporter who said that farmers deserve the same rights as Muslims and gays. And they said, oh, he said the word homosexual, actually, and that's a hate word in England. I mean, they have articles where hundreds of homes raided by hate forces, you know. So again, it's not just at first it's the Nazis, then it's everybody. And it says, believed to be a chief factor in rising numbers of hate crimes, see? Officials from more than 60 countries were attending the two-day conference aimed at finding ways to keep racist information off the web without compromising free speech and freedom of expression. And again, they want the UN to come in on a global scale and regulate tough global regulation shown by the widespread illegal sharing of music online that is confounded record company. So, see, there's other needs for global regulation, they say. And they say that they've got to go in and shut all this down. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Kelly in Texas. Kelly, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to say it's good to hear you on the program every day and at night. And if I was in Austin, where would I get your... Could I come down to downtown and get the videos if I happen to be there? Like if I'm... You know what I'm saying?
Well, where do you live?
I'm going to Austin soon. I live in Seminole, Texas, but I'm just saying if I'm down there...
The only place that sells my videos on the ground in Austin is the Hardware Store Incorporated at the corner of Spicewood Springs Road and 183.
Okay, I also wanted to say about the guy that called in yesterday, talking about...
Well, that's not true. A bunch of the video rental places have my videos in them, but they don't sell them. And they call me wanting to buy them, and I don't even call them back. That's how busy I am. I don't have the money for the staff, but go ahead. Don't have the money to make money, which I need to fight the New World Order, but go ahead.
And the guy that called in yesterday about the talking about an Air Force jet or something that came in like right as the plane was hitting, and also
that's on tape, yeah.
Yeah, and again, also about the jet not having no windows. Why would the people get on the jet if it had no windows? I don't know.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And also recently been reading about people trying to blame some of this terrorism on like heavy metal and all this stuff, you know, music and stuff. The negativity of it all and all that is just another scapegoat.
But again, they'll only regulate you and I. They won't actually go after all that stuff, and they shouldn't. It's free speech.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, good to hear from you, man. Great points. All right, we got this guest coming up. This is one of the most important issues that can be discussed, so please stay with us. Sorry I've been moving so quick. It's just there's so much news today I wanted to get to before this guest came on, and there's so much that we didn't cover, but we'll get to more of it coming up. And again, I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, and back tomorrow, 11 to 2. But coming up is a great guest, so stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Don't underestimate the urgency of the need to become self-sufficient. In our kit, we're sending you 25 pounds of organic red winter wheat, and that's nearly a year of high-potency wheatgrass juice. The book, Wheatgrass Nature's Finest Medicine, and our beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer. But most importantly, we are professional wheatgrass growers, and I am going to be your contact to walk you through the process of successfully growing your continuing self-supply of full-scale nutrition from pennies worth of grain. So call 1-877-MY-WHEAT or go to austinwheatgrass.com. Growing your own wheatgrass is not as easy as some would have you think, and we've learned this the hard way through 5 years of growing experience, and we're going to pass on to you our knowledge. Don't settle for anything less. Call me and get the real details. 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And as always, we thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, I'm Alex Jones, your host. And I'm honored to be joined by the president of the San Francisco Bay Physicians for Social Responsibility. And I was reading a Sunshine Project document concerning the fact that these level 4 bioweapons labs, the BioShield, you know, $5-plus billion of funding Bush got to build 36 level 4 bioweapons labs. Jane's Weapons Publications have talked about this. This is a cover for weapons production. And PNAC and others talk about race-specific bioweapons, and we know Israel, the U.S., England, the Russians, others have been developing this. And it's very frightening and much more dangerous, frankly, than nuclear weapons, my friends, because once it's out, it's out of control. And he's Dr. Robert Gould. He is a pathologist, and it's good to have him on with us. Doctor, welcome.
My pleasure to be on, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. It's an honor to have you. I mean, regardless of what political bent somebody's a part of, our government shakes their fists at all these third world, dustbins who don't even have, you know, primitive 1940s bioweapons. But then there's no telling what high tech stuff our government's got. I'd like to go over that with you.
Certainly. Well, this is one of the major issues that is definitely hitting our country and the world in terms of what the United States position has been on, as regarding how do we control the new technologies in particular how do we keep these new technologies, genetic modification, and a lot of other similar types of genetic engineering techniques from being used to develop new biological weapons. Right now, they're about, according to the Journal of American Medical Association, an article that came out at the end of the 1990s, there are about 70 different organisms that we know right now have the potential for being biological weapons. This is before any modification. These include various bacteria, viruses, fungal organisms, and others. And for these organisms, only about 30% of them are susceptible to vaccines or other countermeasures. So the main problem that the world faces is the fact that offense in terms of weapons development always has a major advantage over defense. Because if you're going to develop a vaccine, say, for any particular organism, you have to know what the organism is, and the vaccine can only be used in a very specific way against that. And for vaccines to work in human beings, you need some lead time. So you have to give the vaccine, the body has to develop its ability to respond and deal with that organism. But if you get into the type of situation where governments or other actors are going to start using the genetic modification techniques, organisms could be developed that would be resistant to any sort of antibiotic or vaccine. And this is the extreme danger of the type of work that the United States is entertaining doing in its plans for developing a nationwide system of so-called biodefense labs.
And we'll talk about, I mean, obviously in the black budget shadow programs, this is massive. It's going on, but now they're going public with it. And the Boston newspapers have talked about it. The big Washington papers have discussed it in one article in the Baltimore Sun. They said they're going to produce thousands of gallons of liquid death, that they're building these dangerous things that are more dangerous than nuclear power plants, folks, all over our communities, 36 of them. But let's give people a case point example. A couple years ago, through universities and the government in Australia, they take this mouse pox, kills all the mice that come in contact with it, and they put out the recipe for it and say, oh, this can be made for any mammal. I mean, why on earth would they release the ingredients to this?
Well, it's a good question, and it really points to the dangerous nature of such type of experiments. There's additional evidence pointing to these problems. A number of years ago, the old biological weapons facility in Great Britain, the Port and Downs facility, was reported to have violated its own lab guidelines and synthesized a combination of dengue fever and hepatitis, an organism made of those two that would likely be more dangerous than AIDS.
And that's just what we know about. Were you aware that 4 years ago, it was in Sky Television, London Telegraph as well, that, oh, by the way, we think we accidentally released or somebody stole weaponized foot and mouth, and then that's what caused that whole crisis. So this stuff could be accidentally released? I mean, this is incredible.
Well, accidents can always happen, and that's why we really need to get control over these organisms.
A Russian scientist just died who got exposed to Ebola in a lab.
That's correct. That happened in Russia. And you know, the thing is, and this is the reason why a lot of community organizations around the country, for very good reason, are opposing the siting of labs in their communities.
Where are some of the places they want to build these 36?
Well, first off, you know, just for your listeners, if they want to get the best information of where the plans are, the Sunshine Project at www.sunshineproject.org.
We have a link to the subsection, by the way, on InfoWars.com.
That's terrific, because they have they've just developed, and they've been doing a series of updated maps of what the proposed biodefense facilities are around the country, and just came out with one within the last 2 weeks. So I'd really urge the listeners to log on and actually see for themselves what the various plans are. But there are plans, as indicated on those maps, to put these facilities all around the country. And so, for example, there are proposals to build one in conjunction with Boston University.
Well, they already have started it at UT at down on the coast.
That's correct. And despite very strenuous efforts by folks at Sunshine, the folks at UT have really, up until this point, refused to at all comply with the transparency that's really required. What are they actually working with? What are their procedures to guarantee that any organisms they work with won't escape into the community? We really need to know, as an informed citizenry, what type of work is going on in these areas. And, you know, there are areas, for example, getting back to the situation in Boston, where this is the proposed lab is being proposed for, you know, the typical type of neighborhood where people are poorer, people of color. And it's in the middle of a major metropolitan area.
And a plane could crash into it. A gas main could blow up.
Anything could happen. Just as we're seeing with the this recent anthrax problem, lab accidents do happen. A number of years ago, myself and some colleagues who have written on this had a letter published in the New England Journal of Medicine regarding the fact that there was a researcher at Fort Detrick, the United States premier, quote-unquote, biodefense lab, who came down with a case of glanders that he was working with. Glanders is a disease. It's not contagious, but nonetheless, it wasn't diagnosed until he was out in the community.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. And are you familiar with Jane's Weapons Publications?
Yes. I mean, I don't read it regularly, but I know of...
Well, they are the premier... I mean, yes. They told us about the B-2 bomber years before it came out. They put out a rare alert last year going, look, Israel, England, and the U.S. are developing race-specific bioweapons. This is totally dangerous and totally evil. And then PNAC talked about, oh, we need to discuss the use of this in warfare. I mean, were you aware of that?
Well, I'd be a little cautious on the race-specific weapons. I know that there have been people who've been planning, you know, think that this might be a good idea.
South Africa.
And South Africans, for example, were reported during the coverage of the so-called Dr. Death, the physician who'd worked with South African intelligence and as well in developing biological weapons programs for use in Zimbabwe, then Rhodesia, that they were working on this. But we have to remember that, you know, the human beings, despite our racial and ethnic differences, share more genetic similarities than differences. So there are major problems theoretically in being
but
able
now
to
that
develop
the genome has
race.
Been now that the genome has been published with IBM and the government.
But the point is, Alex, is that there's still, even if we have a published genome, there's still, and it has been discovered from a lot of the genetic research, including the genetic mapping, that we share more genes, much more genes, from individual to individual, race to race, then we differ. So
well, I agree, but my point is, Doctor, they're working on these systems. We have evidence that this stuff can be released. We have a track record of that. This should be totally banned.
Well, yeah, I don't disagree at all that these types of technologies should be banned. All I'm trying to indicate is that we should be careful in terms of what we're saying is out there and really developed, because there are major theoretical genetic problems in terms of being able to use a weapon against one group without having it really backfire. And
well, my point
out,
is that they admit that it's been worked on and studied.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of secret research that's going on. I think that we need to the general problem that we're talking about here really is the fact that any sort of genetic modification is going on with these organisms, because this presages a biological arms race.
I mean, let's get into that after the break, Doctor, because that's really the crux of all this, and we're honored to have you. But what about the chimeras? I mean, they've got goats that produce spider web, you know, for body armor, and I have the CEO on the show, and people still deny it's even going on.
Well, you know, I mean, these are the things where that need the sort of transparency and open look that you're providing on your show.
But, I mean, how did it get to the point of spider goats and the average public? There's not even a debate going on.
Well, that's a problem, and we need to be able to pressure on our country, because, unfortunately, it's been our country that has rejected the really important negotiations and plans to be able to get some controls over this. So these types of experiments don't happen.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what's going to happen splicing goats and spiders?
Well, this is why we need, as the bottom line on all of this, is what we need the strongest possible biological weapons convention, much stronger than we have it now.
Tell you what, stay there. We've got a break, Doctor. We're honored to have Dr. Robert Gould, a pathologist, on the show with us, president of Physicians for Social Responsibility, InfoWars.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
President of San Francisco Bay Physicians for Social Responsibility. You know, Americans shouldn't be experts on Madonna and Michael Jackson and Britney Spears or on football. Spend some time on that, but you might want to find out that all over the world they have accidents at these level 3 and level 4 bioweapons labs, and people die and horrible stuff gets released. And now they're going to build 36 of these plants, already set one up down in South Texas, UT, I guess their nuclear reactor in downtown Austin isn't enough for them, that no one seems to know about, that's been there for 38 years. You know, we have all of this happening, and people need to know about it. And so they're going to have 36 of these, 30-plus of these, already some of them set up, along with the other labs. And we need to have a debate. We need to be informed about this. But Big Pharma doesn't want you to be informed about it. But I'm sure you know how to have your belly button ring properly adorning you, though. But not that our whole planet could be destroyed by this. Doctor, the stuff they've developed, the stuff we know that's out there, I mean, we're talking about killing billions of people, possibly, are we not?
I mean, it depends on the organism. But again, if we're going to start manufacturing new organisms that we don't have any natural resistance to in our species, the possibilities are really endless in that way. And this is why this research in particular needs to come under very tight international control. The other thing, I mean, since you happened to mention the nuclear reactor issue, is another issue that we also have to think about as regards some of the programs. So, for example, some of the labs that are being slated are, for example, in my own hometown in the San Francisco Bay Area, there's a BSL-3 lab being proposed for being at the Lawrence Livermore nuclear lab. So already you have a sort of facility that is already operating because it's a weapons lab under a very secret type of jurisdiction.
Also, we have double danger there.
Well, yeah, and that's why many of the local community groups in our own area, excellent work of Mayor Leah Kelly and Tri-Valley Cares, and parallel work with Jay Coughlin and his group at the Los Alamos Labs have been very important in terms of challenging the siting of such labs. In fact, I refer the listeners to an excellent article called basically Bugs and Bombs, which talks about this particular problem that was published in the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists last fall, I believe the September issue.
But, sir, doctor, you know, then we have a debate about where to put them, so they put them out in Montana. Bottom line, these, I've read the evidence and you talked about it, these are really also offensive dual-use labs. I mean, as the Baltimore Sun said, thousands of gallons of liquid death.
Right. And the people in Montana who have been opposing Mary Wolf and her group out there have been opposing righteously the plans to put it out in a rural area where, if there were an accident, is a place which is very underserved in terms of physicians and hospitals, so the capacity for something escaping and causing havoc there is also of concern,
even though
it's an underpopulated area.
Spreading and not being recognized by an expert.
Exactly. I mean, these are the same. And, you know, just last week, as came out in the press, somebody working on the lab facilities in the area contracted salmonella from actual work. So, again, illustrating, I mean, coming down with salmonella doesn't pose the public health threat that, say, a super virus or something else that would be developed would.
The point is, people do catch this stuff.
It indicates the problems that are inherent in this type of work.
It's incredible, doctor. You know, you talk about treaties, the UN. The UN is hopelessly corrupt and controlled by the same military-industrial complex, but certainly we should have treaties between countries, sanctions against countries by other countries that don't. But, I mean, our government doesn't even follow the treaties it signs on to, but then will attack countries that refuse to sign on to treaties.
And as well, unfortunately, in terms of the strategic policies of our own country and this administration, as opposed to doing the necessary things to control the weapons at the international level, such as having a stronger biological weapons convention. Instead, we're going ahead with, under the policies of quote-unquote counterproliferation, justifying the development of a whole new generation of nuclear weapons to supposedly take out hardened command posts and hardened facilities.
Yeah, so, micro nukes.
Yeah, mini nukes and bunker busters. This threatens a whole new generation of nuclear weapons proliferation, supposedly, in this case, to control biological and chemical weapons, but actually more than, this itself poses a severe threat. We can just see from the relatively recent revelations of the ability of the Pakistani program under Dr. Khan to basically have brochures to spread nuclear technology.
By the way, Bush ordered the FBI not to investigate that 2 years ago. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of MT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. MT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. MT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components. Even in two-cycle engines. MT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with MT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Remember, my friends, you can hear our best radio interviews posted daily, my weekly television show posted as well, my local TV show posted for the entire world wide web, at prisonplanet.tv, only 15 cents a day, my friends, if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month. We'll sign up for a month and try it, my friends, prisonplanet.tv. There's also Infowars.com. And prisonplanet.com. Don't forget that you can link through at Infowars.com right now to the Sunshine Project. And we've had on their representatives, their experts many times, breaking major news report after major news report. I was even unaware until this morning when I saw it that they had finally gotten the map from the feds of where they're going to put all these nasty facilities. And a lot of them are already up and running in existing facilities, like right here in Texas. It is disgusting. And it just makes me so angry. And if every couple months I hear about a lab person dying, getting sick, somewhere in the Western world or in Russia, in the lower-level labs and in the high-level labs. And we never hear about what happens deep in the bowels of what they would call, what do they call above level four? We know there's all these giant black-budget projects. I mean, that's the majority of bioweapons activities, doctor. I mean, speculating here, Dr. Robert Gould, San Francisco Bay president of Physicians for a Social Responsibility, I mean, from your contacts, from other pathologists, from other scientists, I mean, can you give us any inkling? We know tens of billions of dollars every decade is covertly spent in these labs, but, I mean, can you tell us anything of the dark side of things? I mean, what they admit is bad enough, but can you tell us any of the other info?
Well, I think, you know, we've laid out some of the projects that have been divulged over the last number of years, such as the ones at the Port and Downs, such as the mousepox that was synthesized in Australia. There's all that we know of is BSL-4, which is pretty high enough in terms of the work, the dangerous work that they're entertaining doing there. So, you know, these technologies have not been with us for a long time, but already over the last number of years, the advances in biotechnology and genetic engineering, presage significant capabilities for offensive arms, and that's
well,
what
I have
we're
to
really
tell
facing
you,
right now.
I have to tell you, Doctor, that I've talked to people who work for IBM and others, and they'll just, scientists and others, they'll just laugh at you and go, there's no such thing as an unnatural mutation. Oh, there's no problem. Shut up. Because they're all making money out of
well,
it. I mean,
you know, that's the sort of arrogance and outright hubris that you receive from people who are not really being honest about what the nature of their work is, and from our standpoint, not really taking moral and ethical responsibility for whatever their work is and for whatever they're getting paid for.
Well, on the Kapchinka, or however you pronounce it, peninsula, I mean, they had cases where they release anthrax on accident and kill hundreds of people around in the town. I mean, we had Chernobyl blow up and thousands of square miles are unlivable. And it's that same arrogance. What's wrong with these people?
Well, they're not, they're not thinking from a global standpoint of what the effects of their work is. I mean, you know, we have 50 years of nuclear weapons work that already has taken an incredible toll over the over 600,000 people who worked in the various atomic energy labs and Department of Energy labs. I mean, you could think of more locally where you're at in terms of the exposures to Pantex workers. We have everybody from uranium miners who are exposed to digging the uranium for nuclear weapons to those who work at places like Rocky Flats where plutonium is in the ducts. Our government has unfortunately been very cavalier with this type of weapons work since the dawn of the Cold War. We have, millions of people around the world who are exposed to nuclear testing with effects that have been documented by the National Cancer Institute in terms of their effects on their thyroid, including increased incidence of thyroid cancer. And that's only with one of the radioactive elements, radioactive iodine.
Well, frankly, I'm not as scared of the radioactive stuff. Which I am concerned about is this bio situation. I mean, it's not just America either. It's the rest of the world just racing ahead at a geometric growth curve.
That's the thing. I mean, you know, we have to look at all of these advanced technologies, and we have to finally look at our world as, you know, we can't construct in any one country the sort of defensive type of position that really is this absurd situation of a, like a gated community. The fact is that particularly when we're talking about the biological agents, they can cross boundaries, they can get in airplanes. I mean, we are one interconnected world. So to think that we could just set up a vaccination program here in the United States, even from those who would, say, be well-motivated to protect us against disease, misses the larger point that we have to have the strongest possible international controls. And the other thing is, you know, we're spending an inordinate amount of money, and a lot of it, again, going to the biotech and pharmaceutical companies who undermine the treaty, for these high-end projects, which really don't touch the major problems that the world is facing. I would submit that when we're thinking about real problems that are on our agenda, such as impending global climate change, that many organizations and many panels of experts who have studied this over the course of the last decade have indicated that we're likely to face a much greater disease burden from the impact of climate change, because many diseases that up until now have been confined to tropical areas are likely to spread as the climate change, and we're probably seeing the first evidence of that, for example, with West Nile virus. It's been predicted by the World Health Organization that by the end of the century, even with the lower levels of anticipated climate change, that the world burden of malaria will go from somewhere it is presently at about 500 million people getting malaria to close to 600 million.
They're also saying that drug immune, not just resistant, but drug immune TB is going to kill hundreds of millions.
That's exactly right. One-third of the world's population is infected with tuberculosis. That doesn't mean they have the disease. But particularly when our government was spending before 9/11 $10 billion a year on counterterrorism programs, that same amount of money, or a little bit more per year, could, as the United Nations and the World Health Organization have indicated, would be what we would need to deal with the global AIDS burden. And it's within that global AIDS population that tuberculosis festers, and particularly antibiotic-resistant tuberculosis. So for a fraction of the amount of money that we're dealing with high-end programs that themselves are extremely dangerous, we can do a lot more to deal with diseases that really matter and are here and threatening us right now.
But, Doctor, again, the UN is hopelessly corrupt. It's owned and run by the same military-industrial complex that owns Big Pharma. Big Pharma doesn't mind if all this stuff spreads and gets bad, because then they get to treat it and make 50 times the money off of prevention and ending it. So it's like the drug war. The bigger the drug war gets, the more drugs we have on the streets.
Well, you know, totally understand that, and that's been the record. But, you know, I understand your concerns about the United Nations, but it does... I would just say that the only hope that we have is building strong international institutions that can actually deal with these issues as a matter of human survival.
Okay, and let me throw this in, Doctor. Let me throw this in. Okay. I started this broadcast two-plus hours ago, okay, saying that this is the argument of a lot of well-meaning professors and scientists and others, is we got to have this global government to stop the proliferation of these weapons of mass destruction. A rogue country is going to make a bioweapon that'll kill tens of millions of people. This is, you know, and it's only going to be worse in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. I mean, you know, this stuff is just all over the place. But then I look at who founded the UN, who runs it. The UN's too busy bid rigging oil contracts. It's owned by the same arrogant elitist that own and run this country. And so all I'm saying is that, what are other models of countries, you know, working with other countries, you say, through these treaties? I just don't see the UN ever doing it, or the UN being a trustworthy group.
Well, I wasn't calling for world government. What I was saying is that we have to recognize that these problems and these threats are global in nature.
But that's the argument.
If we have problems right now with the current influences that don't allow the United Nations or other international organizations to do the job that they really need to do, then we have to think of ways to make them accountable to us and the world community. But we really can't deal with these things on just a national basis, because if we're talking about infectious disease or the problem of emerging and re-emerging infectious diseases that are in place, things like tuberculosis, malaria, we need to have global solutions. So I'm not in any way,
I'm not
being naive about those issues, but from the standpoint of being a physician, from the standpoint of thinking about health as a global problem, we have to come up with creative solutions. And that's the job for us, to put our heads together to figure out ways to do that.
Well, I think the name of the organization, Physicians for Social Responsibility, I mean, being socially responsible means you're informed. And so that's what we're trying to do here, and I appreciate you coming on. All I'm trying to say is this. You've got such arrogant people in ivory towers, whether it's the UN or Paris or London or New York, such arrogant people in these ivory towers. I've talked to them. I've interviewed senators. I mean, they just don't get it, but they'll tell you all about the basketball scores. And so, I just see disaster. And I'm not trying to be negative here, but I've talked to a lot of scientists and people, and they say that there is a greater chance of a massive deadly bio release that will kill hundreds of thousands, if not hundreds of millions, than there's a chance of us somehow coming up with a way to stop this.
Well, you know, things are... I can't deny, Alex, that things are pretty grim if we're looking at the situation in the world, and that essentially we're pissing away $400 billion on our military budget, $125 billion supplemental for Iraq and Afghanistan, when that money could be so much better used to deal with these types of threats and finding the ways to deal with it, you know, at a fraction of that.
Well, before 9/11, they had tens of millions for terror funding. I remember scientists complaining, you know, you spend 2% of the anti-terror money on scientists and studies, and you spend 98% on you know, police and black ski masks.
No, this is the problem. I think we may disagree with what the possibilities are out there. I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not, again, I hope that I'm not coming across in any way naive about what the blocks there are to make a difference. But nonetheless, I think we do need to be very clear that if we're talking about global public health and environmental issues that have to get solved at a global level, we have to deal with new and creative ways of dealing with this.
Well, listen, I agree with you. I'm just trying to state just how bad it really is so people can, I mean, not you, but so others can get out of denial. Because I love my family, Doctor,
mm-hmm.
and I see this as one of the greatest threats to our future.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I would just say that, you know, particularly for folks in Texas, there should be plenty of heat on what's going on at the University of Texas in terms of their plans for facilities like this. Those folks should not be allowed to conduct these operations in secret. It's our right to know what goes on there, not only for the whole range of issues, people's local health in terms of similar type of accidents that we're seeing in the case of this anthrax dissemination, as well as the larger issues of we as citizens of our country being basically exposed to the dangers of a biological weapons race.
All right,
and
Dr. Robert
Gould.
We need an
informed community to really be dealing with this.
Okay, Dr. Robert Gould, San Francisco Bay president of Physicians for Social Responsibility. You can go to the website of via Infowars.com, big link to the Sunshine Project. This is really important information. And, Doctor, take care, and I appreciate you coming on.
Sure, Alex. You know, if I could also give our website for our...
Oh, I didn't even know. Yes, sir, please.
Yeah, National Physicians for Social Responsibility, of which I was president of our national organization last year, is an organization of 30,000 health professionals, including numerous physicians as part of that, physicians and health professionals. And our website is www.psr.org. And we have a great deal of information on our website in terms of the global challenges facing us, not only from the various weapons of mass destruction, but also in terms of many of the issues that I was addressing today in terms of the threats posed by climate change.
Okay,
approach is we need to have a preventive approach, not a reactive, dysfunctional approach. So thanks, Alex, for having me on.
You bet. PSR.org, Doctor.
www.psr.org.
Okay, thanks for coming on. Take care.
Thank you.
He was literally joining us from the lab. He said during the breaks he was looking at his microscope. That is a perfect interview. I could tell that guy means well, good guy, nice person. You know, you'd feel safe letting him babysit your children, walk your dog, whatever. But I started the broadcast. We need to post the first hour and the second hour on prisonplanet.tv, Paul. I'm telling my webmaster that because you know, to hear what I laid out, then to talk to him, you know, this is what they tell you. We got to have a global government to stop this threat. Meanwhile, those running the global government are proliferating all this and building all this. So, see, that's the problem. The psychopaths running the global government can't be trusted. Just like any big government can't be trusted because bad people always get control of it. So global government is not the answer. I mean, our government leaves the border wide open, and you just heard it. A third of the world population has TB, not the developed disease. Now, they're saying hundreds of millions are going to die this decade from it. Hundreds of millions have died. And now they're messing with weaponizing salmonella, weaponizing TB, weaponizing everything. That mouse pox he was talking about. They put out the ingredients, how to make it. It's very quick and easy, by the way, to take that and to make it for any mammal, and it kills 100% of the mammals that are exposed to it. They got stuff that kills 100% of whoever gets in contact with it. And there are examples every month I see, mainstream news, back of the paper, where somebody gets sick from a bioweapon or one of the precursors at one of these bioweapons labs. And let me tell you, this stuff's going on right here in Austin. They built a disgusting center down on the coast. They have got a nuclear reactor in Austin, and let me tell you, all these Austinites know which dorm room, you know, the quarterback lives in, and what beer he likes to drink, but you people in Austin do not know there's a nuclear reactor in this town. And it's the same for the whole country. Oh. This is so dangerous. And they got psychopaths running this. And the UN involving all their population control and dosing the vaccines with poison. Cancer and sterilization systems. It's all admitted. We have a huge archive on PrisonPlanet.com covering it. I'm going to come back and continue to talk about this because I've got a rant that I want to continue on this subject. I might jam a few calls in the final segment. I don't know. I just hope you all get Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State, Three Total Enslavement. I hope you get all my films. And I hope you jam them in a VCR, get a second VCR, and make 100 copies of it in the next 100 days. A copy every night when you go to bed. I hope you give it to people in your area and put it on Access TV and warn everyone. Because it's all I do is study this. And let me tell you, it is serious business. And they sold the entire intelligentsia on world government because of this threat. What the intelligentsia doesn't get is that their bosses are the ones that are going to release it. Oh, man. And, you know, I hope by getting these experts up and you hear me in these dialogues with them that we're giving you accurate information. I've actually studied all this in depth, continually, perpetually. Don't forget to sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv, my friends. 15 cents a day. We need your support. It funds all the other websites, the incredible bandwidth. PrisonPlanet.tv, video reports, audio reports, text reports. It's all there. PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, we'll be right back with the final segment. Stay the course.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Nation's final segment here on this Friday edition. Again, if you are a little bit more informed, I don't mean our general listeners, but those out there that think football or topless bars are God, or how to apply your cosmetics is the most important thing of the day. The real world is exciting, dynamic, terrifying, invigorating when you fight back against the corruption. And you need to be able to face the true nature of evil and the eugenics-minded, Nazi-minded, corrupt-minded people running the globe who would openly send our troops into bases bombed by depleted uranium to breathe it, their blood filled with it, admitted, and then nothing's done. No one gets in trouble. They come out and admit they're torturing people. These people don't get in trouble. Those giving the orders. It's the exercise of evil, the priest of raw power. Always more power, always more abuse, always, you know, as they said in 1984. And this is the system that we're now facing here together. And so I'm begging you, I'm pleading with you to make a large part of the focus in your life on being informed, truly informed on issues that actually affect you and your family. The open borders, NAFTA, GATT, biological weapons, genetic engineering. You know, here I am talking with this top scientist, head of a major hospital, by the way. I didn't get into that. The half spider goats. Oh, yes, you know, it's a big problem. You know, just they've now legalized chimeras in humans, half, you know, part human, part animal in Europe. I mean, this is just happening, racing ahead. That's the public stuff. Pharmacological crops with live HIV virus in the corn. Forgot to bring that up with the doctor. You know, this is the reality, folks, and it's going on. But you tell your neighbor about it, they will laugh at you. They will laugh at you. People can't even figure out that, you know, the government grew under Ronald Reagan and that we lost liberties and that Bush is going to sign the assault weapons ban. And I'm not here bashing Ronald Reagan. But you know, don't let the facts get in the way of your opinion, huh? You better get the facts. You better learn that Bush isn't conservative and the Republicans are selling us out. And so will the Democrats. You go, well, that's bad news. Well, you better face the bad news and get about the job of turning this thing around. I mean, I'm sorry. Raping and killing women and children at Abu Ghraib is not acceptable. You can make your excuses about torture, you know, to save the troops, and then look what it leads to. In every case, stopping families at checkpoints and then taking them for torture because their papers weren't in order. That's not what America's about. And those troops are coming back here to be your police. We have the power. The American people of the world do. We have to move. We have to take action. We have to be informed. We have to stop being lazy and ignorant. And again, a big part of this solution, I'll plug it one more time, is my videos. I've made 10 of them. I've published a book. I've written a book. I carry a bunch of other great books and videos. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our Safe Secure Shopping Guard. Get them. Make copies of them. My videos. You can't. Other people can't authorize that. Toll-free number to order the films, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001. South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And if we get more support, we can do more, make better films, reach more people. So we do need your support, plus they're incredible films. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, and there's a few rebroadcasts of this Friday show throughout the weekend. To all of our AM and FM affiliate, shortwave, internet, satellite, to the listeners, the sponsors, the folks running the show, to all of you, to the callers, God bless you! Evil men and tyrants flourish when good people do nothing, so take action. Get out there and take on the New World Order.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions, and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.